Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of our Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. I'm Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin. Thanks for being with us here as we turn the clock from October to November, or turn our calendars from October to November, and fall back for an hour. Hopefully get an hour of sleep back to everybody out there. We do have a few things to chat about here this week. I know some people read our weekly newsletters. Some people actually prefer podcasts. Some people just don't even read the emails, and that's all good. We just try to bring our information to everyone as best we can. But the reality is this has been a couple of very challenging weeks, but at the same time, exciting weeks as always at UHS. I think that's the nature of the beast when you're in secondary education these days, that you have to balance the challenges with the successes. And we're going to talk about both this podcast edition, but starting with, I think, one of the challenges that's on everyone's mind, and that is the current state of affairs with respect to COVID-19. We started the year a couple weeks later, put our preparations in place, and to date, they have been successful at UHS. We believe, and we continue to believe, that the building is as safe as we can make it, that we are continuing to mitigate most of the risk. But we also realize that, we can't guarantee safety every single day, and we really are trying our best. The good news is, again, we haven't had any transmission in the building. The good news is we have not had very many positive cases involving students in our or staff in our building. So, but the virus is surging. And the state of Massachusetts, 1,000 cases a day, new cases over the last few days, colleges and high schools forced to close or at least go remotely. A lot of my colleagues in the business who are forced into these remote situations are forced into them because they don't have adequate means of finding out who may or may not be positive. And I think that's my biggest concern and my plea to our community. And I'm going to share an anecdote that I think sums up what my biggest concerns are. A few weeks ago, there was another community that there were a bunch of kids got together in a weekend, 40, 50 kids, maybe 100. I'm not really sure the exact number. And to be honest, nobody really is. And quite honestly, I don't really care. I don't really care that there were 10 kids, 20 kids, 50 kids, 100 kids. And I actually don't even really, can't believe I'm saying this. I'm not even really concerned about what they were doing at that party, other than they weren't being particularly safe with respect to the pandemic. And ultimately, a few people there tested positive. And because of our society and because nobody wanted to be honest, there was no way of identifying who else was there, and the school had to close. And that's because the school is not going to reopen with the possibility of 50 close contacts walking around the building and the potential of additional transmission. So that's my concern. And, we've always been in this situation where, there was a party over the weekend and five kids got caught drinking, but I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to be a snitch and I don't want to be a rat and, it's none of my business. And I understand that, believe me, but this is far bigger than a couple of kids having a beer on a Saturday night. This is about all of our collective safety. This is about people in the building who are advanced in age and still come to work every day, people who have compromised families and family members, or are themselves coming to work every day because they love what they do, but they know they have the potential of potentially falling ill. And we really, really are almost begging people that first practice your safe distancing and all those safe practices when they're at home. But if you happen to be a close contact to someone and you happen to be a close contact to someone who tests positive, we're only as good as the honesty of our people. And, you know, and being forthright. And I'm not saying that that is not the case of what's happened in Uxbridge. We're lucky. People have been generally very forthright and very honest with us. But I think about those situations in the other communities, and I know those could hit closer to home because we're all human. We're all tired, and we're all, quite frankly, growing weary and fatigued of these impositions and impediments to our lives that this virus has put on us. And regardless of your perspective on science and politics and everything else, we do have procedures that we need to follow, and we are all but begging people to do that. I share this right now because, you know, for the last 5 days, the positive rate has been climbing upwards. As I record this, I got an alert on my phone that said, you know, the rate was over 7%. You know, we're looking at 1,000 positive cases statewide, and communities surging into the red everywhere. And if you look at the governors and the Department of Public Health's map, that's my concern. And again, I'm grateful that people in our community have been honest and forthright and to this point have shared with us whatever they've been able to. But we also know that at any given moment, 25 kids could get together on a weekend for something as benign as we were watching a Patriots game. Someone tests positive, and now we've got a potential situation on our hands. So as we head toward the holiday season, as we head towards activities that will be notably more indoors because the weather gets colder and the nights get longer and it's darker out, we just ask and really hope that people remember that we are, in fact, all in this together. All of our actions matter. And everything we do has consequences sometimes that we do not see. So please, you know, if you need additional support, if you have questions, contact us, contact our school nurse. If you need to, contact the Board of Health. We are really, truly in this with all of you and not looking to jam anybody up. Couple other, you know, not to shift gears, just a couple reminders. Again, school photos taken Tuesday, November 3rd, Wednesday, November 4th, Thursday, November 5th this week for the respective cohorts A and B will be on Tuesday and Thursday. Those of you who are fully remote will comment Wednesday morning to take photos. People have asked, well, why do we need to take pictures if we don't want to take pictures? Well, they go in the yearbook and it allows us to give every student a student ID, which at some point we are hoping they will all need for a variety of reasons. Another couple of, you know, I guess, exciting things happening. First, on the teaching and learning front, you know, I've been working this week with Mr. Hallisey and Mr. Grady's eighth grade students on their civics projects. Really exciting civic engagement, kids getting involved in their community and trying to make the world a better place. You may see us sending some surveys and some polls and some information asking from families as well. And the students are really just looking for a lot of support in ways that they can engage with the community. It's really awesome, and I'm super proud of them. Finally, personal level, and again, not many people from the community were able to be there for distancing reasons. This past Wednesday, I had the good fortune with my family in attendance in front of our staff and with a few of our, you know, our admin team and some school committee members present. I was able to accept probably one of the more humbling moments of my career, the Massachusetts High School Principal of the Year Award. I don't really love talking about myself. I don't really love the idea of you know, sharing a lot of details about the award or anything like that. I will say the pandemic canceled the typical plan. It's usually given out at our Summer Administrators Institute, but this year, because that was canceled, I was able to accept it at Uxbridge High School, and that meant really probably more to me than anything. To have so many people who have mattered so much. In my remarks, I did thank specifically our students and our families who have put so much faith in the work that we're doing at UHS to reimagine what school could look like, to expand opportunities, and to be our partners. And I am so, so grateful for that opportunity. I've been really, I guess, just very fortunate, very lucky to work with some great team members. Both Mr. Carney, who offered me the position and put his trust in me a few years ago, and Dr. Tiano over these last couple of years. And of course, and perhaps most significantly, Mr. DiMeglio. In the 6 years we've been together, we've been able to grow. We have, an incredibly great working relationship. And as I shared in my remarks, before the word synchronous became in vogue with respect to education, he and I were always working synchronously. And to have that kind of team from him, our faculty, our students, our parents, our community, our school committee, and everybody in between, it really, really means a lot to me to accept that award, not just for myself and my family, but on all of our behalf. It is a great thing that people are recognizing how wonderful Uxbridge is and can continue to be. And that was just a moment for me professionally that I know I will never, ever forget. I'm going to leave you with actually Mr. DiMeglio and Dr. Tiano. I don't think it's in that order. Dr. Tiano and Mr. DiMeglio's remarks. I don't feel like anybody wants to listen to all of my thank yous, but I'll let you hear what they had to say in introducing the award on Wednesday up next on this podcast. So with that, I thank you so much for tuning in. And here's Dr. Tiano and Mr. DiMeglio.
To celebrate with Mike as he is presented with the award for being named the Massachusetts School Administration's Association High School Principal of the Year for 2020. We are grateful to have members of MSSA with us today that have made the trip to Uxbridge in order to present this award to Mike. We're grateful that our faculty and staff are here. We'd like to welcome our school committee is here, Representative Soder, Senator Fatman, former Superintendent Kevin Carney, who takes great pride in knowing that he hired Mr. Rubin here and brought him to Uxbridge. Nice job there, Kevin. And also, too, we'd like to welcome Mike's family, who's here with us, his wife, Michelle, his two lovely daughters, and his parents, who really deserve all the credit. Please. Over the past few decades, there has been much written about the changing role of the school principal, with greater emphasis on instructional leadership, in addition to the building management functions, from school safety, to scheduling, to facilities. But as we know, principals' jobs are even more complex and require them to wear, as Mike would say, many hats. During the day at Uxbridge High School, Mike may have to put on his human resources hat, or his lawyer hat, or his community resources director hat, or his financial planner hat, and there's several more hats, and you get the point there. Therefore, it is not surprising that according to research, principals are the second greatest in-school factor for student achievement, next to teachers, since their leadership can bolster the development of teaching practices and can have that multiplier effect of seen and unseen important and positive school-based impacts. In fact, teachers who have the greatest in-school impact on student achievement name the principal as the biggest reason why they stay or leave their positions. Now, as educators, we never fully realize the impact that we have on others. We just hope that we have planted the right seeds, created the conditions in which those seeds can grow, and with continued support, they will eventually be able to bear fruit on their own. That being said, an effective principal working through teachers can positively impact the sustainable growth of thousands of students for decades to come. Now, by this definition, obviously, Mike is an effective principal, as his influence on the students and staff learning here in his 6 years at Uxbridge High has been well documented. However, Mike is one of the rare few principals that through his efforts, determination, and vision, he influences a wider learning community than just his school. During this unprecedented time of educational change, made even more critical during this time of the coronavirus, Mike's influence can be seen and felt across our district. Throughout the Blackstone Valley, in our State House and across the country. It's not by accident that over 60 schools have come to visit Uxbridge High to see how things should be done. Now, like many of you, I have a lot of communication with Mike. It could be Sunday mornings, it could be 12:30 at night, it could be at any different time. Because his mind never stops. It's always an idea or a poignant question or a large sum of money that he's bringing to the district. But here's a text I received from Mike just last Friday. This is a direct quote, so excuse me, girls. Sure, Dad. The text says, holy crap, our presentation from the other day just got referenced in a meeting in Missouri. Holy crap, Mike, that's not a surprise anymore. Your influence and your impact on all of us in this room is greater than you will ever know. And it will continue for years and decades to come. As we as educators, as we as parents, as community leaders, as we influence those around us, know that your influence will have impact on them. Mike, my sincere congratulations on this award. It's well deserved. Please know that we are all proud of you and are grateful that you are on our team. I was going to close with an obscure quote from Act 3 of Othello that only you would get. But then I came across a quote that I thought would be more fitting. And the quote is actually yours. We commit to everyone, all students, all families, all staff, and we focus every day on empowering that spirit of community and collegiality. I think that captures you best, Mike. Congratulations. At this time, I will turn it over to Mr. Michael DeBeglio, assistant principal here at Uxbridge High.
Thank you, Dr. Tiano. Good morning, distinguished guests, school committee members, faculty members, members of the Massachusetts School Administrators Association, and most importantly, Mike Rubin's family, his wife, Michelle, his daughters, Sloan and Lila, and his parents. Mike, I would like to start by saying that your family, the staff here at UHS, are all very proud of you for being named the MSAA Principal of the Year. Mike's background in education started many years ago with somebody I know he looks up to as a mentor, more than anyone, his dad. I know this because I have had the pleasure of hearing many stories of Mike's dad as a math teacher, now retired. The experiences that Mike's dad shared have played a large part in informing his decisions as a principal. But family plays an important part, important role in administrators' life. Late nights, endless work that just has to get done. And this year, as everyone knows, it's been especially challenging. And on those challenging days, there are three things that put a smile on Mike's face. Michelle and the girls. They're always a topic of conversation after a weekend. Mike spends many hours talking about them, and I appreciate that. This is the sixth year that Mike and I have worked together. I remember when we first met each other, one of the first things that he said to me was, "What do you expect from me as a principal?" I told him I value someone who works as a team, who makes decisions based on what's best for kids. From that point, Mike put his head down and started to work. We started with the program of studies. As we say, we blew it up. And that was just the start. Completely changing the entire schedule was another. Building advanced programs, enhancing the Project Lead the Way courses, and making a solid commitment to building an enduring connection to local businesses, bolstering our Innovation Pathways programs. Additionally, the teachers in our building needed the time to plan as professional teams. As a result, the new schedule allowed common planning time to be built into our schedule. Not only has it been very successful, but it has also fostered a more positive culture throughout the building. A culture that encourages trying new and exciting things whenever they see fit. Developing the infrastructure to deliver his vision was only the beginning. As everyone knows, he is an incredibly gifted writer. Throughout the years, he's taken that ability and used it to apply for many grant opportunities to ensure he had the funding and the support at every level. With that said, through the years, he's brought into the district close to $2 million in funding. He continuously reaches out to neighboring businesses to cultivate a symbiotic relationship that is beneficial to all. For the students at Uxbridge High School, it means robust programming, which enables them to excel in college and careers, especially in manufacturing. A characteristic that sometimes is lost or goes unnoticed is Mike's interest in giving staff, students, and the community a voice. He puts into place a solid means of getting feedback and will always find ways to make subtle adjustments to improving the academic programs and social-emotional well-being of his students and staff. In conclusion, I can't say enough about Mike. Being named Principal of the Year could not have been given to a more deserving, hardworking individual. It can be said, there are those who always look like they're working hard, but never accomplish anything. Mike works tirelessly and has accomplished so many things, far too many to mention right now. Thomas Edison once said, being busy does not always mean real work. The object of all work is production or accomplishment. And to either of those ends, there must be forethought, systems, planning, intelligence, and honest purpose, as well as perspiration. Seeming to do is not doing. Mike, I can't wait to see what's next. Congratulations, Mike, from all of us here celebrating with you.